cari occhi cerni bravi, ne zabudu vas nikoli, jak usnija vas paču, vi smijete se, ja plaču. Čarivni oči, vi moji odinoki, vi čarivno hliboki, oh, jak ja ljublju vas. Čarivni oči, vi moji odinoki, vi čarivno hliboki, oh, jak ja ljublju vas. Ви на мене глядили і мене не зрозуміли, я на вас задивився і у вас залюбився. Чарівні очі, ти мої одинокі, ти чарівно глибокі, ох, як я люблю вас. Чарівні очі, ти мої одинокі, ти чарівно глибокі, ох, як я люблю вас. Мені моя мама гарну лялю купила, за її карі очі я її полюбила. Чарівні очі, ви мої одинокі, ви чарівно глибокі, ох, як я люблю вас. Чарівні очі, ти мої одинокі, ви чарівно глибокі, ох, як я люблю вас.
That was the Luna Band from New York opening our program with a number from their CD, Posluchaj Pochuyesh, which means listen and you will hear. And the song is a traditional Ukrainian folk song called Hazel Eyes and Dark Eyebrows, and that is the mark of beauty traditionally in Ukrainian women, which kind of leaves me right out in the cold because I have blue eyes and blonde eyebrows. Oh, well. Again, that was Luna from New York with Kari Ochi Chorni Prove. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на двомовну радіопередачу «Наш голос» у прекрасній місті Ванкувері. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину послухати чудову українську музику. Hello there, and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you from Vancouver, Canada, for the Happy Station Show on the PCJ Media Network. I'm Paulette Demchik-Macquarie, also known as Paulina in Ukrainian circles. Thank you so much for joining me here on Nash Holos. Welcome, Vitayu. We have a great program lined up for you. On Ukrainian Food Flair, Judy shares a recipe for sorrel borscht. Vasil Pavlovsky will join us with his cultural capsule as well. Irina Bell of the Ukrainian Hour in Ottawa with her Chesnolove Did You Know feature. And Irina has also kindly provided us with an interview for rebroadcast regarding the upcoming study days at the Sheptytsky Institute for Eastern Christianity in Ottawa. And as usual, a proverb of the week, other items of interest, and plenty of great Ukrainian music. And coming up next, Cheremshena from Montreal with a traditional folk song called Cherespole Sherokeya, Across the Wide Field.
Через поле широке протягне нам нивка, чом до мене не приходить нічка була видна, чом до мене не приходить нічка була видна, чом до мене не приходить, як я говорила, а у мене цілу нічку свічечка горіла. Чом до мене не приходить, колиндя чекала, і повернув лиш на зорі, а я уже спала. Ти повернув лиш на зорі, а я уже спала. Не топче мій грядку, я до тебе та й не піду, почекай до ранку. Я до тебе та й не піду, почекай до ранку.
The English-Ukrainian Directory is a unique and valuable resource guide to Canada's Ukrainian community. Publishing since 2000, it's the only one of its kind in Western Canada. In it, you'll find information about community organizations, schools, artists, dance groups, musicians, choirs, churches, businesses and professionals, government, and more. It's distributed free of charge and also offers free online search and information links. To find out more about the English Ukrainian Directory, visit eudirectory.net. River Run Cottages is the perfect West Coast getaway. This unique bed and breakfast is just minutes from the airport, ferry terminal, and downtown Vancouver. Enjoy the romance of life on the river in one of four luxuriously appointed cottages. Get pampered, fed, and relaxed at River Run Cottages in Ladner. To book, call 604-946-7778, toll-free 1-866-947-7778, or visit riverruncottages.com. That was brother and sister duo Ann Pleskatch and Bill Shcherbachuk from their CD Ihor and Vasil with Marusia, and a traditional Ukrainian folk song called Oy Helya Helya, which means translates as by the pond. And this CD was actually originally recorded for vinyl. It wasn't released on vinyl, and so they decided now to release it on CD, and that was so a very young Ann and Bill singing that tune for you. And it's been recorded and released on Vintage Records out of Winnipeg, and the number there, if you'd like to get a copy for yourself, is 204-788-4321. And up next, Sonia from Nashville, Tennessee, from her CD Vid Shcheroho Serdcia, From the Heart, and a traditional Ukrainian folk song, Oy Chorna Yasi Chorna, I Am a Dark-Eyed Beauty.
Oy Chorna Yasi Chorna, Oy Chorna Yak Tihanka, Сонце полюбила, сонце полюбила, чорнявого Іванка. Сонце полюбила, сонце полюбила, чорнявого Іванка. Іванка та Іванка, Іванка полюбила. Високий та стрункий, високий та стрункий, сорочка вишиванка. Високий та стрункий, високий та стрункий, сорочка вишиванка.
Люблю тебе, Марусю, люблю я твою вроду. Люблю, дивитися, як ти йдеш по воду. Люблю, дивитися, як ти йдеш по воду. Як ти йдеш по воду, як ти йдеш з водою. Люблю, дивитися, Марусю, за тобою. Люблю, дивитися, Марусю, за тобою.
На горі два дубочки, обидва зелененькі. Ми такі паровані, обоє чорновенькі. Ми такі паровані, обоє чорновенькі.
And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Judy Finenko of Prairie Cottage Pierogies in Langley. Tips for Ukrainian cooking in today's world. Now, here's Judy.
Bataimo, and welcome to Ukrainian Food Flair. Sorrel is a unique, tangy herb that belongs to the buckwheat family. In Ukrainian, it is called shchevel or kvysok. It grows wild in Ukraine, but in North America, it is cultivated in gardens. Sorrel seeds were brought to Canada by many early Ukrainian pioneers, and it's successfully cultivated here. Seeds and starter plants are available at most nurseries, so you can take a stab at growing it yourself. Sorrel leaves are shaped like spinach, range in color from pale to dark green, and are from 2 to 12 inches in length. Sorrel's characteristic lemony tartness is due to the oxalic acid it contains. The leaves are very high in vitamin C and are delicious in soups and salads. It can be cooked like spinach or mixed with spinach or Swiss chard to add a sharp lemony flavor. As sorrel matures, it becomes more acidic, so it is best to use young leaves. Cooked sorrel can be used in soups, stews, and sauces. It can be eaten in salads, but because of its tartness, it is usually mixed with other greens such as spinach. The one thing I love about my restaurant, Prairie Cottage Pierogies, are the customers. They love to share their recipes with me. This one is for sorrel borscht. I had a heck of a time finding the sorrel for it. I finally managed to find it over at the Port Kells Nursery in Langley. We also have a farmer's market every Wednesday evening here in Langley. Last week, lo and behold, if one of the vegetable vendors didn't just happen to have a bunch of sorrel leaves. What a find, and what great timing. So, for sorrel borscht, you will need 1 small onion, chopped, 1 tablespoon butter, 6 cups of soup stock, you can use vegetable or chicken stock, 1 large potato, 1 cup chopped carrot, 1 cup chopped cabbage, 3 cups chopped sorrel, 1 tablespoon of flour, 1 cup of buttermilk, and chopped dill. Throw in as much as you want. Can't be without the dill. And 3 hard-boiled eggs. Fry the onion in the butter until limp. Add the soup stock and all the vegetables except sorrel. Cook until very tender. Remove vegetables, press through a sieve, and return back to the pot. Toss in the sorrel and continue cooking for a few minutes. Blend the flour with the buttermilk until it has a smooth paste. Stir into the borscht and bring to a boil. Season to taste with salt and pepper and add the dill. For added richness, omit the flour and beat 2 raw egg yolks slightly and blend with the buttermilk. Pour into the borscht and heat without boiling it. Cut the boiled eggs in half and place 1/2 into the bowl, then fill with the borscht. This is the customary way of dressing up sorrel borscht in Ukraine. Don't forget that wonderful rye or multigrain bread to go with it, and enjoy. До побачення and смачного!
Thanks, Judy. Join us again next week for another recipe and cooking tip with Judy Finenko on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Radio. You'll find a taste of Ukraine and the warmth of home at Prairie Cottage Pierogies in Langley. Judy and Tanya serve up old-fashioned prairie hospitality, along with mouth-watering authentic Ukrainian favorites. Pierogies, cabbage rolls, borscht, and more, straight from their very own kitchen. Open for breakfast and lunch Monday through Saturday from 8 till 6. Dine in or take your tasty treasures home, fresh or frozen. Enjoy home-style pierogies and much more at Prairie Cottage Pierogies, 20771 Langley Bypass in Langley. You're listening to Nash Holos Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver, Canada, on the PCJ Media Network.
Thank you.
And another Winnipeg group, that was Paris Dukeyev. This is from their first CD, which is self-titled. And that was Petro Yurishchuk on the Tilinka. And that was the Tilin Kolomeka. Up next is Ihor Bohdan from Calgary. Now, he's now in Calgary, but he is originally from Ukraine. He sang with the ensemble Vatra back in the 1980s, and he's living in Calgary now, and he's got a couple of daughters who are up-and-coming singers themselves. But he's still doing it, and he will, in fact, be here in Vancouver, as you just heard a few minutes back. He will be here on Saturday at the Svitonic Chorus Cabaret, so make sure to take him in. He does a great live performance. Here he is now on a recording in a song called Hey Druzi, Hey Friends.
Душа на волю волю вине, я хочу до країн, де друзі ждуть, несе мене життя, як море хвилі, і знову йду я в далеку путь. О, друзі, як нас доля розкидала, але ж ми знову разом, я і ви. Я хочу, щоб тепер ми пісню заспівали, її слова чарівні ти повір. Гей, друзі, заспіваймо пісню. Гей, друзі, хай вона звенить. І в кожнім серці лунає ніжний голос. Хай буде з вами ця пісня кожну мить. Я хочу бути з вами, мої рідні. Цей край такий пісенний не забудь, і буде цілий світ для нас єдиним, хай пісня вирушає з нами в путь. Душа моя навіки буде з вами, ці дні щасливі швидко проминуть. Даруй мені, даруй надію на прощання, і нових друзів усмішки даруй. Гей, друзі, заспіваймо пісню. Гей, друзі, хай вона звенить. І в кожнім серці лунає ніжний голос. Хай буде з вами ця пісня кожну мить. Гей, друзі, заспіваймо пісню. Гей, друзі, хай вона звенить. І в кожнім серці лунає ніжний голос. Хай буде з вами ця пісня кожну мить. Гей, друзі, заспіваймо пісню. Гей, друзі, хай вона звенить. І в кожнім серці лунає ніжний голос. Хай буде з вами ця пісня кожну мить. Гей, друзі, заспіваймо пісню. Гей, друзі, хай вона звенить. І в кожнім серці лунає ніжний голос. Хай буде з вами ця пісня кожну мить.
І добрий вечір, шановні радіослухачі. При мікрофоні сьогодні вечором Богдан Зайцев, а разом зі мною є Євген Лупинець. Добрий вечір, Євгене.
Добрий вечір, Богдане.
І я також Павліна Макорі. Добрий вечір, Павліна.
Добрий вечір.
Хотів би вам всім знову подякувати, що до нас загостили на наш третій вже з черги українську радіопередачу. We have an interesting program lined up for you this evening. Павліна, what are we going to start off with this evening?
I'd like to start off with a bit of a lively tune by Yasinne. A group from Saskatoon with an original composition called Nipisau Yadutaba.
Excellent. Mm-hmm.
Now that is definitely a blast from the past. That goes back to June 4th, 1990, from a cassette recording of the third broadcast of Nash Holos, when Eugene Lapinus and I joined Bohdan Zaitsev for the first time ever in what would become a six-year collaboration producing Nash Holos in its first incarnation. Back then, I had no inkling I would one day be celebrating 10 years of doing Nash Holos solo. It actually is just about reaching the 10-year mark for the second incarnation. It was just last Friday that it occurred to me it had been 20 years since my radio debut, and so thank you for indulging me in that little trip down memory lane. Bohdan and Yevhen, if you're listening, thanks for the memories. Hope you're both doing well, and I miss both you guys. However, it's 20 years later and the show is still here, so it still must go on. And it's sure a different world these days. Never in my wildest dreams did I imagine anything like the internet, where instead of spinning vinyl or playing cassette cartridges like in the old days, actually CDs were starting to come out and they were state of the art. And never ever did I imagine that one day I'd be able to acquire music one track at a time in MP3 format, just the way I did with this next number coming up, which comes courtesy Nationalist listener Ronnie Bugrin on the east coast of the United States, which is, again, another thing I would never have imagined, being able to be in such close contact with listeners, and that these listeners would be from all around the world. The internet has made it all possible, so please do continue to keep in touch. You always make my day when I hear from you. So now in 21st century style, here is Oksana Pekun with Hore Hore Jasno.
Тінь-тінь, з'явилась на стіні, ти вже мандруєш у вісні. Ніч-ніч, мені пора йти, що я роблю, а як же ти? Стоп-стоп, нікуди не піду, бо вже такого не знайду. Крок-крок, від щастя до журби, ти мій, люби мене, люби. Гори-гори ясно, сонце моє, дякую тобі, що ти в мене є. Гори-гори ясно і не згасай, подаруй мені кохання, розмай. Подаруй мені кохання, розмай. Край, край, кажу собі сама, ми вдвох і третього нема. Знай, знай, тепер лише твоя, і там, де ти, щаслива я. Цей день навік запам'ятай, як ми потрапили у рай. Мій, мій, солодкий весняний, ти спи, а я навісни. Гори, гори, ясно, сонце моє, дякую тобі, що ти в мене є. Гори, гори, ясно, і не згасай, подаруй мені кохання, розмай. Подаруй мені кохання, розмай. Гори, гори, ясно, сонце моє, дякую тобі, що ти в мене є. Гори, гори, ясно, і не згасай, подаруй мені кохання, розмай. Подаруй мені кохання, розмай. Сонце моє, дякую тобі, що ти в мене є. Гори, гори, ясно і не згасай. Гори, гори, ясно. Гори, гори, ясно. Сонце моє, дякую тобі, що ти в мене є. Гори, гори, ясно і не згасай. Подари мені кохання, розмай. Подари мені кохання, розмай. Гори, гори, ясно, сонце моє, дякую тобі, що ти в мене є. Гори, гори, ясно, і не згасай. Подари мені кохання, розмай. Подари мені кохання, розмай. Кохання, розмай.
Up next, an interview that aired on Ottawa's Ukrainian program on May 23rd. Host Irena Bell speaks with Father Stephen Wojciechowski, director of the Sheptytsky Institute of Eastern Christianity in Ottawa, about the Institute's study days coming up at the end of this month.
Father Stefan, the Sheptytsky Institute has a study days program, and I believe this is the second summer. Would you tell our listeners about this?
Thank you for the question. Actually, I'm very excited about our study days program, and in fact, it's the third summer that's coming up. And I'm excited about it because it's our way of reaching out to the broader community to bring to them some sense of Eastern Christian theology, which allows them to deepen their faith and yet not have to be concerned about being overly really academic about things, but solidly based on the teachings of Eastern Christian theology. Mm-hmm. This summer, we have a particular theme that we're following called Holiness and Healing. And we have three plenary speakers who will be addressing the theme, as well as a number of workshops that most of them will be dealing with the theme of holiness and healing, or at least healing, and a few general workshops as well.
Mm-hmm. A youth program, I believe, as well?
Yes, there's going to be a program for young people from aged 5 to 12. We have a very dynamic coordinator of our youth program, and quite a number are already signed up. We have close to 20 young people registered already for this summer, and they will be looking at our Eastern Christian faith through the lens of C.S. Lewis's Tales of Narnia.
Oh, I see. And you were saying this is for the community, so it's open to anyone?
It's open to anyone that would like to attend.
Mm-hmm. Now, how many people attended in previous years?
In the first year, we had about 175 people total, including the young people. And last year, we had just over 200.
Oh, wonderful. Now, this year, the study days are on what dates?
We begin on the 27th, actually, which is a Sunday, 27th in the evening, of June, with an open lecture. It's a free lecture to the entire community. We welcome them in, and the study days themselves begin on Monday morning, June 28th.
Mm-hmm. So out-of-towners can also take advantage of the special celebrations of Canada Day on July 1st.
Well, that's one of the reasons why we book it around this time. We'll be finishing in the afternoon on June 30th so that they can have plenty of time to arrange for their visit of Ottawa, especially for Canada Day.
Mm-hmm. And is there still time to register for the study days at the Shuptitsky Institute?
Absolutely. We welcome all registrants, and we look forward to welcoming them to us.
Good. Is there a website where people can find out more about this?
Yes, they can go to www.ustpaul.ca/Shuptitsky, SHEPTYTSKY.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Father Stefan Wojciechowski. Dziękuję.
Thank you very much for this interview.
Hello, I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule, especially for Nash Holos. For me, the month of May is unfortunately filled with many unpleasant memories. And in the middle of the month, I received a phone call from Kiev with some bad news. I learned that a friend had been diagnosed with lung cancer. Maybe not many listeners have picked up on it, but those who know me understand I can't stand still for very long. Upon hearing this news, I was all over the internet activating a network of friends to help a friend with expensive treatments. Amongst the craziness, an email came back from an old friend from my university days who is now a professor at my alma mater. Something he wrote me spurred me to pick on a piece of his family history. He said to me, "I'm not sure when I'll be, but my mother's brother is pushing on in years. I may have to be down in Montreal sooner or later." Earlier in our correspondence, I had determined that his uncle was a composer, but I never asked him much about it. I thought about it for a moment, but it didn't take long before I understood a little more about his uncle. I knew he was born in Kiev in 1922, because his friend had mentioned it to me earlier. So I began to dig a bit, and then discovered that both of his uncle's parents were pianists, and he began to study piano at the age of 7. My friend's uncle, George Fiala, had studied at the Tchaikovsky Conservatory prior to the Second World War in Kiev. But like so many others, he was interrupted and torn away from his home by this horrific event. During the war, he continued his studies in Berlin, and prior to settling in Montreal, he studied with Leon Jongin, director of the Brussels Conservatory, and due to a scholarship from the Vatican, he was able to concentrate on composition for 3 years. During this time, in Belgium, he produced about 40 works. Eventually, he settled in Montreal in 1949. Fiala is known to have composed over 200 pieces of music, many of them with Ukrainian motifs, including orchestral pieces such as Symphony No. 4 Ukrainian, Ukrainian Triptych, the Kurelik Suite, 5 Ukrainian songs for soprano with orchestra, Ukrainian dance for 2 pianos, 3 Ukrainian lyrics for bass and piano, and the Millennium Liturgy, amongst many of his other works. Thus, it is clear he could not forget his roots while immersed in the multicultural society of Montreal. His nephew told me he He never fell into quite the mainstream of composition, though the Canadian Encyclopedia claims that Fiel's melodic line, although frequently angular, is lyrical and expressive, and that the rhythms are always interesting. Maybe his non-mainstream approach to music is what prompted Fiala himself to write in an article entitled Clatter, Clatter, Bang, Bang, and All Sorts of Modern Music in the Montreal Star in March of 1969. This week's persona featured Canadian composer George Fiala. I'm Vasik Pavlovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule, especially for Nash Holos.
You're listening to Nash Holos Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver, Canada, on the PCJ Media Network. This is Irina Bell, producer and host of the Ukrainian Hour on Chin Radio in Ottawa, with a Did You Know Chiznalevi segment, and special greetings to the listeners of Nash Holos.
Did you know that the Amazons, a nation of all-female warriors in classical and Greek mythology, are believed to have originated in Ukraine approximately 600 BC? Herodotus placed them in the western region of Scythia in Sarmatia, which is the modern territory of Ukraine. According to the dramatist Aeschylus, the Amazons later moved to northern Turkey. There may, however, have been several tribes of Amazons, warrior women described in the Iliad as those who go to war like men. Medieval and Renaissance authors credit the Amazons with the invention of the battle axe. It is believed that Amazons had their right breast cut off or burnt out so they would be able to use a bow more freely and throw spears without physical limitation and obstruction. In works of art, however, Amazons are always represented with both breasts, although the right is frequently covered. Herodotus reported that the Sarmatians were descendants of Amazons and Scythians, and that their females observed their ancient maternal customs, frequently hunting on horseback with their husbands, and in war taking the field and wearing the very same dress as the men. In appreciation of all this, undoubtedly, the 2004 Eurovision winner Ruslana named her 2008 CD Amazonka in Ukrainian and Amazon in English. To find out more about the Amazon women warriors, just Google Amazons.
Дуже дякую, Ірино. Many thanks to Ірина Bell of the Ukrainian radio program in Ottawa for sharing Chiznaleve, Did You Know, with Nash Holis listeners. You can catch her show Sundays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is, of course, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, streaming live at www.chinradioottawa.com. Thanks to the foresight and generosity of its donors, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for over 45 years. Since 1963, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing arts and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Holis listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, contact the Shevchenko Foundation at 204-944-9128, toll-free 1-866-524-5314, or visit shevchenkofoundation.com. Meet new Ukrainian singles online at www.strilka.tv. Connect with other single Ukrainian women and men in your area. Strilka is private, safe, and free. Click when you want, where you want, and on your terms. Submit a profile and start connecting today. Strilka, the new Ukrainian singles network. www.strilka.tv. That's STRILKA.TV. And some good old-time music for you there. That was Prairie Crocus from Winnipeg from their CD Back Up and Push, and that was the Keystone Waltz. And before the break, you heard Sofia Rotaru from Ukraine with Odna Kalina. For the very best in Ukrainian music from all corners of the globe, tune in to Nash Holas, coming to you courtesy Keith Perron and PCJ Media. This broadcast will be archived at the PCJ Media website, which is pcjmedia.com. You can find out more about Nash Holas and catch the local Vancouver broadcast at the Nash Holas website, which is nashholas.com, N-A-S-H-H-O-L-O-S, or just Google Ukrainian Radio Vancouver. Well, sadly, our time together is coming to a close, so before I leave you, some Ukrainian words of wisdom. Народ ніколи не ціне того, що ти йому колись говорив, а те, що ти в своєму житті для нього зробив. And our proverb of the week translates as, people don't value what you said to them long ago, but what you have done for them during your lifetime. Well, that about wraps things up. So, taking us to the close of our program, we have Anton Iwasyuk from a CD called Alberta's Greatest Hits and Jason Polka. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-McQuarrie. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holas and PCJ Media, thanks so much for listening. Till next time, до побачення.